Milo's Pro Rewards members. Save big during Lowe's Pro Savings Days. Get your member volume discount plus an extra 5% off eligible orders with a quote of $2,000 or more. And buy more and save more with up to 20% off in-stock molding when you spend $250 or more. Members get more at Lowe's. Valid through 7/31. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Can't be combined with any contract or special pricing. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit the Pro Desk or Lowe's.com/terms for more details. Subject to change.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Do we all need to be detoxing ourselves?
Before I go asking, how can I detox? I have to look inward. Okay, what am I doing? Can I identify at least three ways that my body detoxes and ways to support that? I promise if my message was more dramatic like that, I would have millions of followers and make millions of dollars. But I cannot sleep at night trying to sell someone something that their body already does naturally.
We're living in a crazy world now. I think it's a lot of people fear a lack of control. And as a result of this, this is the way of them trying to make sense of the world and try to take control over their own bodies. So by actively doing something, I'm going to detoxify things, therefore I'm going to feel better, I think is absolutely one of the reasons that detoxifying has become so popular.
Listen to the full episode of Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, what do you get when you mix a decaying mountain estate, a chapel with the vibes of a horror movie set, and a gang of ghost-loving teenagers? A recipe for supernatural mayhem.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to our bonus episodes and all that stuff, check it out on Apple Podcasts or Patreon. Just search Real Ghost Stories Online and get everything ad-free there. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
This description actually does sound a little bit like a horror movie, so I'm interested in hearing the whole thing.
The chapel with the vibes of a horror movie set. You know what?
Yes.
You know what comes to mind there for me?
No.
The did you ever go to that one that was in Berlin, Wisconsin? The that was in that church.
Oh yes, yes.
That was a cool one. Yeah, that was it was an antique store, and it was
That's right.
I got a really cool picture up there on the, like where the choir would sit, in the little loft thing. And yeah, there was a podium, like just dead center in it, looking straight out into the chapel. And on the podium was a Ouija board.
Shut up.
I find the picture. I have it. It's like, it's on Facebook or something. It's from a long time ago. But it was just, it's just perfect kind of like, like wide angle shot of that and then out into the church and the Ouija boards at the bottom of the shot. It was just like, this is the coolest picture ever. It was a weird place. I kind of got weird vibes in there.
I was watching a home improvement show a couple of weeks ago and they took an old church and turned it into their family home. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there going, God, this would be so cool. But in the same respect, And it's right next to the graveyard. And this thing had, you know, decades, maybe even hundreds of years worth of religious ceremonies and stuff taking place. I just wonder if those places have stuff left behind because of the quote unquote Holy Spirit. You know, you've got that going on. You know, does somebody come back from the triune God and scare the hell out of you? Or, I mean, I don't know.
Is it that type of thing? Or is it more like just the amount of energy that's been expelled in that place over the years of all the religious ceremonies to just, you know, people going there in times of trouble?
Weddings,
funeral. I mean, everything, all of it. Celebrations,
right.
Christmas, all that sort of stuff. It's so much of everything within those walls, and the collective consciousness of how many people that would have seen that setting and been at those services that still lives in today. You know, you think of it. I think back to like going to like Christmas service or something at my church in town there. And everybody in that room, probably, if you still have a good memory, remember, you know, different of those years. And there's a lot of people with that same memory, basically. So I don't know. I think that there's certain, that would not be a building I think I would ever feel not alone at.
Well, and I also think, I don't care what kind of church you go into, if it's a modern church or a really old one, if you're there kind of alone, mm-hmm. you never feel like you're alone.
No. No, there's always a vibe to it.
Yeah, exactly.
No matter what. I remember this. It was a weird feeling, but, you know. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Let's hear that very ghost story. Hi, let's hear it.
My story takes place about when I was around 15 years old. It was me, my brother, my sister, and my stepbrother at the time, and my mom and her husband were offered the opportunity to take care of a property and turn it into a bed and breakfast up in the mountains. So a very ideal looking place. The place was set up perfectly for it. The area was beautiful. And just to kind of give you an idea of the layout of this place, if you walked in and you turned to the right, there was this little area with a fireplace and then a chapel behind that. And then right in front of you was the kitchen. And then to the left was a study area that led into the bedroom. And all the bedrooms were lined up, one right after another. If you sit at the doorway and all the doors were open, you could look down the hallway and see each day. So my parents had this opportunity given to them by a friend whose relative owns this place. And so our job was to help them get it ready during that summer. And I had not been there as long as my brother or my sister had, so they'll probably have more stories than I could ever tell you. But this place was just very creepy. From the outside looking in, it was very nice. It was very ideal for a bed and breakfast. But once you got inside, you could just really tell that there was something that just was not nice. It was not a nice presence. The background and history of some of this stuff was just very creepy. The relative that had owned this place beforehand was an older woman who was just not, she was not a nice person. She had several dogs that were just in very poor health that would drag themselves along the corners of the house, leaving trails of fur. We had to clean lots and lots of fur up off the corners of the walls because they would just rub themselves up against it, not really sure what was wrong with them. But once they passed away, she would have them buried in the back. And being in the mountains, there were a lot of wild animals, particularly bears would come, and they would dig up these bodies, which disturbed these graves, which just added to the environment and the feeling that you got from the house. My brother and my sister and I were just kind of being kids, walking around, looking at this property. It was the first time I had been there, kind of helping around. And if you walked into the chapel area, you just got this really, really creepy just vibe. And we were really into like the paranormal and just very interested in that type of stuff from a young age. So for us, it was just an interesting place to be and explore. And this property just sat really abandoned. I'm not sure what happened to the lady, but if you walked into the chapel, you could see there was dust everywhere. The pews were all dirty, but everything just looked very, very old. there were a couple of different buildings that were around this house where it just seemed like as stuff collected within the house, everything just got piled into these older buildings. And then these buildings just ended up decaying and everything got destroyed. And so we would have to go through these buildings and seeing what we could find that was salvageable. There was a lot of old things, just very old cars, just very old materials. So I'm sure there was a lot of just items that had some energy left along with them. In addition to this, the presence of this older lady being in this house and these dogs whose graves had been disturbed. So the first night that I'm sleeping, I am told that I could sleep in one of the rooms that was to be turned into a bed and breakfast. And so I got to sleep in the room that was closest to the house. There were three of them. And as I said, you could look down the hall into each one of the rooms if each one of the doors was open. I've always kind of felt as though that I could sense things, not that I am sensitive, but just that I can sense whenever something is around, a little more than somebody else could. So I'm in this room and not sure if it was just the power of collision that got me just really creeped out or if it was just my imagination. I've experienced sleep paralysis times before and it always freaks me out every single time that I do. But this is probably the second time that I could remember it from a younger age. And I'm sleeping in this room. It's pitch black. As you can imagine, being a teenager, this is a paranormal. You kind of just build yourself up thinking of all the creepy stuff that could happen. And I'm sleeping in this bed, and the bed is facing the door that leads to the other rooms. In all of these rooms, the doors are open because we have painted them all. We wanted all of the rooms to be able to air out. And my room was the last one that was going to be painted that I was sleeping in. My brother and sister and my mom and her husband are all sleeping in the main house because they had been sleeping there for the whole summer. And I'm either in the middle of falling asleep, I've already been asleep, I'm not quite sure exactly what it was, but all of a sudden, I can feel that sleep paralysis take hold. But every single time has been this absolute, just overwhelming sense of fear. So the room is already pretty dark, and I get this feeling, I'm laying in bed, and I can't move. And the light is shining through, it's the moon, it's coming through the window, and it's shining onto the bed, and I am able to clearly, but everything else is just pitch black. And I get this overwhelming fear that someone is in the room with me. This fear lingers, and then it goes away. And I go back to sleep. Since then, I didn't want to go back to the house. I didn't want to stay there for very long. Like I said, I avoided the chapel as much as possible. And it just seemed like everywhere that you went in this house when it was dark was just this overwhelming sense of just fear that something was watching you, something was following you, something was there. After a while, we ended up not being there and end up being a situation where it didn't work out. I don't know if there was a problem with the construction of this place or what was going on, but a lot of really bad things ended up happening after that. There were a lot of personal issues that took place. There were a lot of issues that happened in my family. There were a lot of issues that happened with the relative that was trying to get this bed and breakfast going. And I'm not sure if it was just the place itself or it was just during that time period that there were a lot of negative things that were going on in people's lives, but I do attribute a lot of negative just behavior and attitudes that blossomed from that experience being attributed to the house, because we've got pets that have been disturbed that haven't been taken care of very well during their life, and then after their death, they're not taken care of well. And then this woman that just absolutely was mean. I mean, I can't get the full story about what was wrong with her, but she was just not a very nice person. Whatever energy was there just didn't like us being there. There were a lot of times when we would hear things and we couldn't explain it. There were times when I would think that I saw something out in the backyard and then he wasn't there. I had a lot of just negative dreams about this place, about my family, and just out-of-body experiences that took place. So once we were able to get away from it, it was a good thing that it was so far away up in the mountains. It wasn't somewhere that we would just pass on a regular basis where we could be reintroduced to that negative energy. Just taste of what I had experienced. I'll try to see if I can get my siblings to give me some more information about their experiences and try to pass that along to you guys. But just wanted to share my story, so thank you for listening. Bye.
Thoughts on that one?
So much creeped me out in that. The one that creeped me out the most was being in the room and having the other doors to the other rooms open and you can see into them.
Mm-hmm.
That freaked me out.
Yeah.
When I was little, I think I've told this story before, but I was so afraid of robbers at where I
really?
Grew up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And we didn't have air conditioning back in the day because that was, you know, before people really had that in their homes that much.
Yeah.
I would keep my window shut at night, even if that meant me like being really, really hot. And, you know, and the other thing is like there were certain positions that my mom would put my bed in where I could see out my door into mm-hmm. the kitchen. And I would be laying there thinking, well, if somebody comes in, I'm the first bedroom they're going to hit. I'm going to be the first dead, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when she was telling the story about being able to see all these other rooms and all the doors being open, mm-hmm. that just was playing with my mind a little bit just yeah. now. That's little, freaky.
Little flashback there for you.
Yes. Yes, totally.
Yeah. It, you know, it's funny. The term robbers. I remember using that term a lot too when I was a kid. Is that a Wisconsin thing? It's not like criminal. It's not this. Or it's like, robbers. That's what we always called it. Like, the robbers will get you.
Well, because you played cops and robbers, didn't you?
Yeah, true. Yeah, we did call it that too, didn't we? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but I was so afraid that somebody was, and why would they would break into our home? I have no idea. But yeah. I was just so afraid that my window was the first window they'd come to. They'd cut open the screen, and then I'd be found dead the next morning.
Well, I always had a weird fear that I was going to go to the end of my slip and slide, you know, the old yellow ones that just end with yeah. grass, and that there yeah. would be like a knife or a kitchen knife or something like at the end, and I was going to slide into it and impale myself.
Okay, so we were both fucked up as kids, basically.
Like, I loved the slip and slide, but like I would always go check, and even after I checked, I was still paranoid. Like, maybe one got there somehow. Maybe one was like under the slide and slipped down there, and now I'm going to get stabbed.
The other day at work, we were talking about the old slip and slide and the old lawn jarts and stuff. Yeah. And I said, you know, I still have a scar on my knee from the slip and slide because I got too close to the edge.
Yeah.
And those metal stakes that they had ripped open my knee.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and it's still there. So, you know.
Yeah.
Good memories.
Harper got scratched up. We had one of those ginormous slip and slides when I lived on the farm. And we had a nice big hill that I actually specifically made. We dug out a pool and I said, pile the dirt right there because I want a big sledding hill. So we made a sledding hill, but in summer we put those super long slip and slides on it and you can go down the hill and it keeps going and you can take like a raft on it. And but you had to stake it down. And she, going down once, one of them got looser up or something and she got scratched on that.
See? That those things yeah. are dangerous. And then we were talking about how, like when we were kids, who would ever have thought that lawn jarts were a safe thing for kids to play with?
People who didn't like their kids. Where it was just
that's right, honey. Go out in the backyard and play with the lawn jarts.
Well,
that's
mean, great. Yeah, I mean, it's the big Catholic families. They can use spare a couple. And I've been like, well, you know, it's Susie got hit by the jart. And now she's we don't speak of Susie anymore. She's she's over at that home in Mount Calvary. And
that's right.
We visit
that's
her right. on Easter.
Yep. Yeah, and then we bring the slip and slide along yeah, too and push her down it.
Exactly. She likes that slip and slide, but I said, no more jarts, no more jarts. And then she just kind of grunts and gurgles and
good times, good times.
But that's the shit they did. That's the shit.
I know.
Like, it was like, oh, there's something wrong with them. Go away. And, oh my God. That's such a weird thing to like have heard about and how normalized that was. Of just yeah. someone, a loved one that has some sort of, you know, I get it if you, but it was like just not even like very extreme shit sometimes. It was just like, well, they're different.
Well, you know, I'm just amazed at some of the stuff we did as kids and what was still allowed and not like against the law that any of us actually made it through.
No
because
shit.
There were so many different ways we could have died.
Oh my God. Yeah. There were so many ways. So many ways. I also look back. Another one. There were so many reasons and possibilities where I could have been fired from that radio station.
What did you do?
No, I mean, just like the stunts and stuff I would pull, the things I would say on the air. I find tapes every now and then and I listen. I'm just like, holy shit. Like, like I had no, I mean, I knew not to swear, but other than that, it was like, I felt like, I guess like pretty much anything was possible to talk about on the radio.
Just so you know, when you finally pass away, we're going to get all that information to Harper so that she can do a, you know, the life of Tony. And then she's going to include all the audio, all the odd pictures, all the odd stories. It's going to be just, it's going to be a smash hit at the box office.
And then I'm going to come and haunt everybody just for help.
Perfect.
I think it'll be fun. It'll be great.
Yeah.
The other day, I was talking to Harp about the safe, and I said the code is this, you know, you should know it if we ever need it or if I'm not here or something. And it's like, I don't want to talk about you dying someday. Like, I'm not, I'm just so you know, just that's what it is. And but yeah, I mean, that's a scary thing to think about. I mean, I remember thinking like I never wanted to think of that of my parents, and you know, right. It's still a thing, and it's, you know, they're getting up there. Yeah, it's it's just kind of funny. Anyway, 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to share your real ghost story with us, we'd greatly appreciate that. If you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, ad-free episodes, check us out on Patreon. Search Real Ghost Stories Online or our premium channel on Apple Podcasts. So there you go. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Should we all be taking creatine?
I don't know if you've seen creatine content online. Whenever you talk about it, you get no less than 100 different questions about it.
Like so many questions.
Yeah.
I'm not a scientist or a data collector or whatever you want to call it, but am I losing muscle mass? No. Am I building it? Maybe a little here and there. So, you know, what aspects of creatine contribute to that versus how many times am I going to the gym? You know, who knows?
Therein lies the rub, right? You want to think that you're doing something good for your body, but I don't know how to measure that.
Could this work for endurance? Could it work for a muscle mass maintenance in the elderly? Could it work for brain health? These new research studies coming out have really triggered a lot of interest because now you're taking a well-studied supplement and saying, well, what if it did these other things? And that's exciting for folks.
Listen to the full episode of Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Should we all be taking creatine?
I don't know if you've seen creatine content online. Whenever you talk about it, you get no less than 100 different questions about it.
Like so many questions.
Yeah.
I'm not a scientist or a data collector or whatever you want to call it, but am I losing muscle mass? No. Am I building it? Maybe a little here and there. So, you know, what aspects of creatine contribute to that versus how many times am I going to the gym? You know, who knows?
Therein lies the rub, right? You want to think that you're doing something good for your body, but I don't know how to measure that.
Could this work for endurance? Could it work for a muscle mass maintenance in the elderly? Could it work for brain health? These new research studies coming out have really triggered a lot of interest because now you're taking a well-studied supplement and saying, well, what if it did these other things? And that's exciting for folks.
Listen to the full episode of Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Should we all be taking creatine?
I don't know if you've seen creatine content online. Whenever you talk about it, you get no less than 100 different questions about it.
Like, so many questions.
Yeah.
I'm not a scientist or a data collector or whatever you want to call it, but am I losing muscle mass? No. Am I building it? Maybe a little here and there, so, you know, what aspects of creatine contribute to that versus how many times am I going to the gym? You know, who knows?
Therein lies the rub, right? You want to think that you're doing something good for your body, but I don't know how to measure that.
Could this work for endurance? Could it work for a muscle mass maintenance in the elderly? Could it work for brain health? These new research studies coming out have really triggered a lot of interest because now you're taking a well-studied supplement and saying, well, what if it did these other things? And that's exciting for folks.
Listen to the full episode of Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Should we all be taking creatine?
I don't know if you've seen creatine content online. Whenever you talk about it, you get no less than 100 different questions about it.
Like, so many questions.
Yeah.
I'm not a scientist or a data collector or whatever you want to call it, but am I losing muscle mass? No. Am I building it? Maybe a little here and there. So, you know, what aspects of creatine contribute to that versus how many times am I going to the gym? You know, who knows?
Therein lies the rub, right? You want to think that you're doing something good for your body, but I don't know how to measure that.
Could this work for endurance? Could it work for a muscle mass maintenance in the elderly? Could it work for brain health? These new research studies coming out have really triggered a lot of interest because now you're taking a well-studied supplement and saying, well, what if it did these other things? And that's exciting for folks.
Listen to the full episode of Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Should we all be taking creatine?
I don't know if you've seen creatine content online. Whenever you talk about it, you get no less than 100 different questions about it.
Like, so many questions.
Yeah.
I'm not a scientist or a data collector or whatever you want to call it, but am I losing muscle mass? No. Am I building it? Maybe a little here and there, so, you know, what aspects of creatine contribute to that versus how many times am I going to the gym? You know, who knows?
Therein lies the rub, right? You want to think that you're doing something good for your body, but I don't know how to measure that.
Could this work for endurance? Could it work for a muscle mass maintenance in the elderly? Could it work for brain health? These new research studies coming out have really triggered a lot of interest because now you're taking a well-studied supplement and saying, well, what if it did these other things? And that's exciting for folks.
Listen to the full episode of Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Should we all be taking creatine?
I don't know if you've seen creatine content online. Whenever you talk about it, you get no less than 100 different questions about it.
Like so many questions.
Yeah.
I'm not a scientist or a data collector or whatever you want to call it, but am I losing muscle mass? No. Am I building it? Maybe a little here and there. So, you know, what aspects of creatine contribute to that versus how many times am I going to the gym? You know, who knows?
Therein lies the rub, right? You want to think that you're doing something good for your body, but I don't know how to measure that.
Could this work for endurance? Could it work for a muscle mass maintenance in the elderly? Could it work for brain health? These new research studies coming out have really triggered a lot of interest because now you're taking a well-studied supplement and saying, well, what if it did these other things? And that's exciting for folks.
Listen to the full episode of Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Do we all need to be detoxing ourselves?
Before I go asking, how can I detox? I have to look inward. Okay, what am I doing? Can I identify at least 3 ways that my body detoxes and ways to support that? I promise if my message was more dramatic like that, I would have millions of followers and make millions of dollars. But I cannot sleep at night trying to sell someone something that their body already does naturally.
We're living in a crazy world now. I think it's a lot of people fear a lack of control. And as a result of this, this is the way of them trying to make sense of the world and try to take control over their own bodies. So by actively doing something, I'm going to detoxify things, therefore I'm going to feel better, I think is absolutely one of the reasons that detoxifying has become so popular.
Listen to the full episode of Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Do we all need to be detoxing ourselves?
Before I go asking, how can I detox? I have to look inward. Okay, what am I doing? Can I identify at least 3 ways that my body detoxes and ways to support that? I promise if my message was more dramatic like that, I would have millions of followers and make millions of dollars. But I cannot sleep at night trying to sell someone something that their body already does naturally.
We're living in a crazy world now. I think it's a lot of people fear a lack of control. And as a result of this, this is the way of them trying to make sense of the world and try to take control over their own bodies. So by actively doing something, I'm going to detoxify things, therefore I'm going to feel better, I think is absolutely one of the reasons that detoxifying has become so popular.
Listen to the full episode of Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Bro, del show de anoche a un road trip, ¿por qué nunca es chill?
Porque así es nuestra vida. Backstage, en la carretera, todo es ruido, desmadre, real.
Y eso es lo mejor. Todo el crew, sin plan, nomás vámonos.
Menos mal que la Nissan Rogue está hecha para ese tipo de caos.
No solo es test tracks. En la vida real, noches largas, viajes, todo eso.
Por eso aguanta. Nissan fue rankeado número uno en calidad de nuevos vehículos entre las marcas comerciales generales por J.D. Power.
Sí, se nota.
La Nissan Rogue 2026, lista para el hermoso caos.
Para información del U.S. Initial Quality Study de los premios J.D. Power, visita jdpower.com/awards. Premios basados en modelos 2025 pueden mostrarse modelos más nuevos.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite spots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.